Alhamdulillah, we are grateful to Allah that has spared our life to this year to witness another Ramadan. And we thank Allah for giving us the peace and the wherewithal to be able to also carry out this tafsir. It's not all of us that were here last year were able to make it. We lost some people. Among them is our cardinal brother, Professor Yunusa, that left us. May Allah share his rahma on him. We also lost some other people. They are not a loss. They are also not something to be annoyed about. Allah has designed this world for you to come in and for you to go away. Allah created all human beings to worship him. So also the jinn. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْإِنسَ وَالْجِنَّ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونِ. So since Allah created mankind and the jinn to worship him, they must worship him. But coming into the world is something else. Allah sent us into the world so you can be evaluated, for you to know yourself what is your position in the hereafter. When you come into the university, like we came now, you want to come and earn a degree. Even if you know how to do what you have been asked to do, you have to undergo an exam for you to be told, where are you? Do you have A or B, or what is your grade? That's how we came into the world. For Allah to say, stop. To evaluate you. Allah already knows the results, but for you to know and for others to know, where did you fit in? You don't come on the day of judgment and say, I deserve to enter paradise, when you did not pass. When you fail, you will know that you are responsible for your failure. When you pass, you know it's with the assistance of Allah that you pass. Here, for you to achieve this, the Prophet was sent. And we are lucky that when Prophets have been sent, we were sent, the best of the Prophets was sent to us. The most magnificent of all of them, their leader, was the one that was sent to us. And Abraham, والسلام, he prayed that this Prophet be sent to us. And his mission was to give us four things. وَبْأَصْفِهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلِهُ عَلَيْهِمُ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. His mission was to rehearse this verse of the Quran to us. As he's making tilawa and we are listening to it, you understand it, you don't understand it, it will give you light that will take you to the realms of Allah. Then, to also tell you the meaning, when you know the meaning, it makes it easier for you. It makes it easier for you to know how to approach your life. Well, hikmata and wisdom. The Prophet ﷺ has never stayed without wisdom. Sometimes you will see things not the way they are. You always have to apply wisdom so that you don't fail. It's not immediate success that is success. It's the overall success that is success. So in dividing your time, in creating your opportunities, in managing it, all this has to do with wisdom. Then, what is a key him? And purity. If you are not pure, you cannot go close to where Allah is. Even you, if you have a child, and this child, you love him so much, you have never had a child, it's the only child you have, and the mother is bringing him, but is with physics, is with debt, you will not take this child until he is properly cleaned. One of the mission of the Prophet is to make sure that he teaches us how to clean ourselves so that we are cleaned. When he said that, it's not this body he's talking about, it's our soul. And our soul today is inside our body, and the heart is what links the body to the soul. How do you get it cleaned? This particular month is a month that is meant for that, to teach us how to clean our body, how to clean our heart, how to clean our soul, to get close to Allah. So we should thank Allah who has granted us this month. This particular surah is very important because it talks of this month, it talks of this book that we are talking about, it talks of this tilawa, and it tells us a brief of this world, the history of it, and why we should mind ourselves. The surah Dukhan, was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Mecca. Generally, the surahs are either revealed in Mecca or on the way to Medina or in Medina. At the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever a message comes from Angel Gabriel, if the Prophet hears that he starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he knows that this is a chapter as a whole. So he will leave it as a chapter. He cannot write. Whoever is the secretary at the time is the one to write. And they are put in a room. And he will give name to that chapter. But whenever a verse comes and there is no Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he will say it should be put in that chapter, such and such a chapter. That's how he was compiling it. By the time the Prophet was about to leave the world, he finally brought all the chapters together. Some chapters came complete, some did not come complete. But at the final, it was put all together. These seven chapters that start with Hamim, 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 all of them, they came together, the seven of them. They came complete, and when they were also compiled, they were put together complete. So that's what we are starting now to recite in this Ramadan. May Allah give us the blessings of this Ramadan. May Allah make us to be able to have the understanding that the Quran gives us. I want all of us to know that the Quran, whether you understand it or you don't understand it, it has blessing. Just a week ago, there was supposed to be a Quran convention. They postponed it. They had informed Sheikh Dariboji of the convention, and Sheikh says, whatever has to do with the Quran, he will support it. But when they said they postponed, he said, why? They gave logistics. He said, is it not to recite Quran? And we wanted to recite up to 1,000,000 times? He said, yes. So we will take responsibility and we'll continue it. So in Bauchi, he called all the students all over the country, and they were able to recite numbers of concluding Quran 1,000,000 times. He recited Quran 1,000,000 times, and he said this, and he was in Medina of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, praying that because of the blessing of this Quran, Allah will bring ease to Nigeria, will lower all the problems of Nigeria, and will make us see the blessing of it. So the Quran is a blessed book that when you recite, whether you understand it or you don't understand it, you'll get the blessing of it. So this chapter is just like this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is always the opening sentence of every chapter of the Quran except Surah Tawbah. And always Allah is making us to understand that you do everything in the name of Allah. Bismillah. And whatever has to do with Allah must be with Mercy Ar-Rahman. This is the name that comes after Allah. Whatever you are doing that has no mercy in it, then it is doubtful whether You did it for Allah. Ar-Rahim, a special mercy for those in need of special mercy. Somebody has committed sin, he's in need of special mercy. Somebody has done good work, he's in need of special mercy. Wahuwal Ghafurur Rahim. You see Rahim coming when Allah is forgiving people. Rahim coming when Allah wants to bless people, special blessing. That one is put there for those who have excelled, those who have committed sin and are begging for forgiveness. All these are special mercies. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hey, Mim. This Ha and Mim are two letters. This alone is to show you that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got his message from Allah. Because if the Prophet never recited it like this, any Arab would have just recited it as a word. Maybe Hamma or Ham, but he said, Hey, Mim. What is the meaning of this Ha? What is the meaning of this Mim? Allah alam bi muradihi bizarik. Allah is the one who knows what he meant by this. The secret there, some people try to translate the secret, but the best answer is that Allah is the one who knows the secret of these words. Wal kitabin mubin. Allah is swearing with Hamim. Allah is swearing with this book. Wal kitab and the book, al-mubin, that is very clear. Mubin, bayyana, something that is clear. Allah is swearing, Hamim, wal kitabin mubin. What is he swearing about? Hamim wal kitab mubin, inna arsalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin, inna kunna munzirin. Allah says, he swears that he revealed this book, fi laylatin, in a night, mubarakatin, that is blessed, inna kunna, indeed we, munzirin, we are the ones giving warning. Now, how can the whole Quran be in one night? We saw the Prophet Sallallahu receive the revelations over the period of 23 years. Because the Quran itself, وَإِنَّهُ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ لَدَيْنَا لَعَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. It was first of all taken from the book where it is. It is one of the foundation books there, and it was brought. Then, when it's going to be revealed to mankind, and this revelation to mankind came about because of the effort of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he wants to repair the whole world, to put the whole world in order. He was bothered about the world, and that magnetic pull brought the Quran down. It came out in a night. That night, it came to a place called Bayt al-Izzah. It was, the Quran was sent down there. From there, when it came, he stayed there, but the effect was on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Prophet saw himself not finding it easy to stay with people. He was now going to the cave to be alone, the cave of Hira. As he was going to this cave, he was going there. This was in which month? Which night? The Quran in another place said what night it was. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Say it was in the night of power. The night of power. Then Allah said, "Wama adraka ma laylatil qadr." What, who told you? What will inform you this night of power? Laylatil qadr khair min alf shahr. This night is better than 1,000 months of any other night that is not that night. This is Laylatul Qadr. So, but we know it's a night. Where is Laylatul Qadr? So, in this month. Shahr Ramadan allazi unzila bihi al-Qur'an hudan lin-nasi wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan. Man shahida minkum ash-shahr falyasum. Man kana maridan aw ala safarin fa iddatun min ayyamin ukhra. Yuridu Allahu bikum al-yusra wa la yuridu bikum al-usra wa litukmilu al-iddata wa litukabbiru Allaha ala ma hadaykum. Allah said, this Quran, I sent it, I swear that this Quran, that is clear, I sent it in a blessed night. This night is in the month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan is in it that we send the Quran. When that month comes, you thank Allah. How do you thank Allah? Thanking Allah is in various forms. If you want to thank a child, what do you give him? You go and buy chocolate sweet, you give him. You want to thank a woman, you buy clothes, you give him. But if you want to thank somebody in praise of Allah, you get him close to Allah. Wasjud waqtarib. Somebody is asked to choose a position. What do you want? To be close to the president as a chief of staff, or to be a minister, or to be a director, where in the bank, where there's money. Which one does he choose? He chooses to be close to the president of the country. Because that is, when you are there, you have everything. That is why you find out that for you to attain this closeness is cleanliness. That's why in thanking Allah, Allah said, Shahr Ramadan lazi unzila fihi al-Qur'an hudan lin-nasi wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal furqan. Man shahida minkum shahra falyasum. You fast it. When you fast it, you clean, you get close to Allah. In the daytime, you try to be like the angel that brought this Quran. You don't eat, you don't drink. In the night, you try to be like the prophet that received this Quran. You stand up, do tarawih, do tahajjud, read the Quran a lot. By the time you finish, by the time you finish this month, you will have been so clean that what remains is for you to realize that this cleanliness, why you cannot do it yourself, Allah is the one that helped you to do it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, for guiding you. When you are going to eat, after finishing the Ramadan, you continue to say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater, Allah is greater. That's how you thank Allah. So that you can be among those that are thankful to Allah. So this is the month. Inna anzalna fi laylatin mubarakatin inna kunna munzirin. Allah said, when you see us warning in this Quran, we are the one. When Allah says we, it is we of dignity. When they say, who has this car? We bought it. But you are the only one that bought it. But it's to show dignity. We call it Nunul Azamati. That noon is to show dignity. Munzirin, warning. Allah did not say, come with a bishara here, but he started with warning. Why? Because the ulama of Fiqh, they said, for you to stop danger, stopping danger and stopping problem comes before looking for benefits. Like one ulama used to say, if you are standing, somebody says, I'm going to throw to you an apple. Take it. And suddenly somebody else is trying to stone you. Which one will you bother about first? You will try to make sure you don't get stoned, you forget about the apple. Even if it's diamond, somebody was trying to throw to you to catch, no matter how costly the diamond is, suddenly you see somebody else trying to shoot you with a gun. You forget about the diamond first. That's why Allah always starts by admonishing, by warning that we are the one that won. And this Quran is meant to warn you, to take your attention. You are supposed to go back to God. Try to get close to God. Wasjud, submit to Allah. Waqtarib, go close to God. Then you will have a high position in here. Rahmatan min Rabbik.
Fiha
yufraq kullu amri hakim amra min indina inna kunna mursaleen. This sending to you, Allah is closest to you than anything. But in this night, Allah will also differentiate and separate kullu amrin, every affair, and do it hakimin, in a wise method. That's why some people say that this night also is also referring to the night of Nisfu Shaban. It's not impossible that the Quran also separated all affairs in Nisfu Shaban and it also came down in the night of the Lailatul Qadr. But the Prophet ﷺ never received the Quran until he was exactly 40. He was 39 years, 6 months when the Quran came. And he stayed in Bayt al-Izza. And it moved him to go to the cave. He continued to stay in the cave until finally, when he was exactly 40 years, Angel Gabriel came down on his own birthday, on his own Maulud. So the Quran was the first to do the Maulud of the Prophet. And then Angel Gabriel asked him, Iqra, the first surah that came to the Prophet ﷺ. So this is it. We have Ibrakul Amri Hakim. Nisfu Shaban is the night where all affairs is separated and detailed. Wal mudabbirati amra. Yudabbir amra min as-samaa'i ila al-ardi. Allah is the one that lead all affairs from his presence. In doing that, he puts people in charge, angels in charge. Allah can do it. Why does he put all these things in charge? Why does he put angels in charge? Wal mudabbirati amra. Yawma tarjiful rajifa. And Allah is telling us, He yudabbiru al-amra min as-samaa'i ila al-ard. He is one who is in control of everything from heaven to the earth, making the affairs to come as they come. Then why is he putting people in charge? Rahmatan min rabbik. Out of mercy from your Lord. Out of mercy from the one training you. Because if Allah was to do it, your presence, even if you come close to Allah, you will just burn away. You have never been to Asura. You are just a student in secondary school. They pick you, they said, you will go to Asura. Then you are left alone. When you go and start seeing the soldiers on the way with armored tanks, with all their guns, will you even be able to get to the gate? They have asked that you should be allowed in, but you are going, you are sitting, you have never been there before. Then you get to the gate, you see more soldiers. Let alone if they say they now take you to the front of the president and they leave you there and go away. Can you stand it? You will die out of fear. That's why Allah sent the messenger to you and sent angels to you to run your affairs. Later in this Shaban, all the plants that will grow that year, it is said. All that will be given back to, it is said. All those that will have wealth, it is said. All those that will have poverty, it is said. Those that will be sick, it is said. Those that will die, it is said. Everything, fiha ibrakul amri hakim, amra min indina, inna kunna mursirin. We are the one that indeed sent all these angels, sent the Prophet to carry out our affairs so that it becomes easy for you. Rahmatan min rabbik. O Prophet, this is mercy from your Lord. This word, Rabb, is highly unappreciated and misunderstood. Rabb cannot be translated by one word in English. If you are to bring a word that is closest to it, it means upbringer. Upbringer. The one that his upbringing is by this upbringer. Somebody responsible to make sure that you are going up, you are developing, he protects you, he gives you what you eat, and he educates you. This is Rabb. Allah is the one that is in charge of all this. That's why I said, Rahmatan is mercy, min Rabbika, from your own Lord that is doing all this for you. Innahu huwa Samiul Alim. He is one that is hearing. He is one that is knowing. If you go and we are praying in the whole Quran, Rabb came in the Quran over 900 times. If you are praying, you come to Ruku, Allah will tell you. You had your mothers bringing you up. You are a small boy. No, I'm the real educator. Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. You are a grown up. You think you are the one who knows what you are doing. Allah said, no, I'm the real educator. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. You are an elderly person. You think you have wisdom. You are the one doing what you want to do. Allah said, no, I'm the one. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. And Subhana means far away is he from any imperfection. So whatever Allah does is correct. That's how it is.
رحمة من ربك إنه هو السميع العليم رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين
رحمة من ربك إنه هو السميع العليم رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين. If Allah is the one that is educating you, is your Lord educating you, and at the same time taking care of you, what are you afraid of? Do you know this? Who is Allah? رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين. He is the Lord of the firmament. And is the Lord of the earth, and is the Lord of what is between the firmament and in the and the earth. If indeed you have certainty with you, here, look at the firmament. If you are to go to a person, and he owns a city, in this city you see light everywhere. You see big buildings everywhere. You see flowers everywhere. You see workers everywhere. And they say, this person that owned this city says that he will take care of you. Are you in doubt that he can take care of you? You went to a city, look at vehicles there. They say, this city is owned by this person. So anytime you come out in the morning and you look at the firmament, who owns it? Allah. The earth, who owns it? Allah. Who is the one that is taking care of all the affairs? Allah. This same Allah that is taking care of affairs, by saying, is in charge of your own affair. Rabbukum wa Rabbu abaikum, Allah is going to come. That's why I said, Rabbus samawati wal ardi wa bainahuma. Allah that is the one who is in charge of the firmament, the Rabb that is the one running affairs of the firmament and that of the earth. Did you see the sun not doing its work? Did you see the moon going out of place? Did you see the rain not coming at its time? Did you see the snow not falling at its time? Do you see the wind not going the way it should go? Do you see the earth going down? When you look at up, do you see any support? You are looking at this. The one that is in charge of all this power is the one that is in charge of affairs. In kuntum mukinin. Are you certain that you are sure of this? Are you certain? If you are certain that you are sure of this, then what's your problem? Why do you go out here and complain about what? He knows where you are, but إِنَّهُ وَسَّمِيُّ الْعَلِيمُ. He is hearing you, but he has knowledge of everything about you, but لَا شَمْسِ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ. He created you without your asking. He gave you hearing without your asking. He gave you sight without your asking. He gave you the man without your asking. He provided all that you would need there for you. He's in charge of your affairs. Then what is your problem?
La ilaha illa huwa yuhyi wa yumit. Rabbukum wa rabbu
لا إله إلا الله يحيي ويميت ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين لا إله إلا الله. There is none to be worshipped but He. يحيي ويميت. If you see any life, He is one who brought it into life. If you see anything dying, He is the one who caused it to die. ربكم. He is your Lord that is bringing you up, that is in charge of your affairs. ورب آبائكم الأولين. Even your forefathers, the earlier forefathers, all of them, he is in charge of all of them. So Allah is telling you now, يهوي ويميت. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحييكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. How dared you deny Allah? All of you here, ask yourself, today a country is saying that if you have $5 million, they give you a special visa. Is that not what they say? Or you have not heard that? Yes, America is now offering special visa for $5 million. That you can come in anytime you want, stay anytime you want, and if you want to become a citizen, they can process it for you. But that visa will cost you $5 million. This is what the new government has said. And people are looking for money to be able to earn it. Why? Because they said the place has peace. They like what is there. But if you are told that you are not going to pay any visa, and the country that you are taking to, you will not even have to work. Whatever you want, you will take it. There is all the wealth you need in your life. And if you take it, you are allowed to take it back home. And will you apply for such a visa or not? It's free, man. You applied, and when you went, you find out that the millions applied, and you are told that in every 100 million, only one will be given. You had hope Allah would assist you. You went, and out of 100 million, you are the only one that won that seat. Will you play with it? Will you play with it? What are the biologists telling us? The biologists are telling us that in the sperm of your father that went into the uterus that created the person, there are over 100 million lives. Only one survived. And that one is you. That's your chance of coming to this world. One in 100 million. And when you are in this world, if you say, La ilaha illahu, like Allah has just said, it will go to the firmament. It will be going around the arsh. It will refuse to settle until Allah says, I have forgiven him, the one that said it. If you say, hey, meme, just do these 2 letters, you have gotten 20 rewards in the diamond world waiting for you. You say, La hawla la quwwata illa billahi al-azim. Allah will ask that date should be planted for you in paradise waiting for you. As long as you are doing zikr, as long as Allah is remembering you. Faskuruni askurkum. Washkuruli wala takfurun. As long as you are doing good work, Allah is also putting good reward for you. But you spend it, you are wasting your time, you are in social media, you are quarreling, you are doing nonsense, you are doing all those things. That's why Allah is telling you that he gave you life. It is a costly life. When you meet, Allah is the one that caused death. Your life on this world is for a time. It will come and pass. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz said, when it is time to die, you will wish to get 1 minute of your life, just 1 minute. That so that you can still say la ilaha illallah again. You can still make salat on the Prophet. 1 minute. But today we have minutes plenty. You are wasting it. And this Lord that is talking to you about, Rabbukum, is still the one in charge of training you. One of his training is giving you, is educating you with this Quran now. That's how he trained your forefathers that were passed.
بل هم في شك يلعبون فارتقب يوم تاتي السماء بدخان مبين.
بل هم في شك يلعبون فارتقب يوم تاتي السماء بدخان مبين. بل instead of them to run back to Allah, فيروا إلى الله, are they doing that? No. Baal, they are not doing that. Allah is their Lord. Are they paying attention to him? No. Hum fi shakkin, they are really in doubt. Is it true that Allah can take care of me if I just follow his doings? Should I believe in this prophet? If you are in doubt, what should you do? Work hard to clear that doubt. Instead, yal abun, they are busy also playing. You are in doubt, you are playing. When are you going to know the truth? That's why the Prophet ﷺ is asked to tell him, Fartakib, watch out. Watch out. Yomatati, Fartakib, Yomatati bilukhani mubin. The day that smoke will envelop them and cover them. Fartakib, Yomatati sama'u bilukhani mubin. The day that the heavens, the firmament, will come with a smoke that will come and engulf them. Bidukhani will be very clear and it will all engulf them. Allah is telling us that the Prophet should tell us this. This brings us to something very important. Because now, when Allah started, he was talking, then he came to talking directly to the Prophet. He said, Rahmatan ya Rabbik. Then I said, you should tell them, Fartakib yawmatati sama'u bidukhani mubin. There is difference between Sunnah and Hadith. I want all of you to know this very well. Because most of the problems we are having today is people are trying to confuse Islam, confuse Muslims, create problems. There is difference between Sunnah and Hadith. Sunnah is the culture, the character, and the behavior of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah is the only one that can tell you this without fault. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he said, Muradiya Aynul Haqqi, Taydaka La'imi. وَلَيْسَ سِوَى ذِكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ بِعَاسِمِ. He said, I am looking for the Prophet ﷺ. The source of the truth is what I'm looking for. Kai, go gently, my friend, in blaming me. Apart from this Quran, nothing is sound, nothing is authentic, 100%. Apart from the Quran, nothing. Hadith, when was it brought up? When was Buhari given battle? 170 years. When was the hadith? Nearly 270 years. They compiled this book to assist us, not to divide us. You cannot use that to come and go against what is in the Quran. The character of the Prophet is best studied from the Quran. Allah is the one to tell us the character of the Prophet. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Kul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Allah will tell you what he tells the Prophet to say, what he asks the Prophet to do. These are his characters. If you want to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet, learn the Sunnah from the Quran. Then complete it with whatever you find in the Hadith. Not the other way around. So, Fartakib, Yawmatati Sama'u, Bidukhani Mubin. Tell these people, they should watch out. The day when this sky that you are seeing clear will be all full of clouds, that it will come and cover people, very clearly covering people.
يَغْشَى النَّاسَ هَذَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
يَغْشَى النَّاسَ هَذَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That day, the cloud that is now full of smoke, يَغْشَى النَّاسَ, will cover mankind. All of them will be shouting, Haza azabun aleem. This is indeed punishment that is very painful. Because you can't see far away when there is smoke. And then your breath is also choked up. Your sight is choked up. Your breath is choked up. Whenever there is smoke. Anywhere you enter, there is smoke. You don't see. Then your breath is also choked up. The punishment is only best described by somebody who has been in a smoke. So this Allah is telling us, the Prophet should tell mankind, a day will come that his son, in truth, smoke will cover the earth. It's been said that this is one of the first signs of the end of the world, when there will be too much smoke covering the earth and livelihood will be coming difficult. Your breath will be coming difficult. Some people say maybe this smoke that people are talking about now is what it is. Today everybody is talking of the green grass and all this, that we should try to reduce the smoke in the sky by not burning too much coal, too much this. The people that are shouting about it are also the ones that are culprits.
ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون.
ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. At that time they will all be crying, ربنا, our Lord, we testify you are the one that is our Lord. اكشف عنا العذاب. Unveil this punishment from us. إنا مؤمنون. Indeed, we believe. Here, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said that this happened also in Makkah. The time when people of Makkah were disturbing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like I told you just now, that Allah present his affairs in wisdom. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to teach us wisdom, and his affairs are also full of wisdom. When he came to make the call to people, he met his people in Makkah. Somebody has done nothing. Another person will just go to his house, carry his property, and nobody will ask. If you ask, they say, ah, he came here as a visitor. When he came here, what did he have? Today he's the only one that has all this. That's why I went to pack it. And he cannot talk because he's afraid. Or you suddenly see a young man, he has no clothes on him, he's been flogged. Say, no, he's a slave of this person. He didn't do well, that's why he's been flogged. Somebody has a daughter. Where's your daughter? No, we have buried her. How can I be having daughters when I don't have a son? Where is my older so ilat? This is what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he met in Makkah, and he did not agree with it, and he sought solutions for it. When Allah finally gave him the book and sent Angel Gabriel to him, he called his wife, Sayyida Khadija, who gave him support and believed. He called his closest friend, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, who supported him and followed him. He called his brother that is like a son to him in his house, Sayyidina Ali, who followed him. He called his slave, Zayd, who followed him. Then he started calling his people. Then his people refused. They couldn't imagine it. Suddenly you are telling me that me and my slave are the same thing. There is a place we will go and we are the same thing. You are saying you are praying and me and my slave will stand together in the same line. They can't understand it. I am talking and my wife should also talk. They can't understand it. I have a daughter, I don't have a son and I should not bury her. They can't understand it. Huh? We have so many gods in Kaaba. They are not enough for us. And you say only one God is enough for us. They can't understand it. All this was happening. They started persecuting the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where was the Prophet at the time? In Makkah. Is there any place better than Makkah in the world? No. But the Prophet is better than Makkah itself. Is there any place better than Kaaba? No. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kaaba, how great are you? How beautiful are you? How dignified are you? But a mu'min is better than you. So he didn't say his people that believed in him at that time that were just for something after Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar Islamized, they should stand up and fight. No. He said, go to another land. Make hijrah to another land where you will be free to practice your religion. That's what Allah is saying in the Quran, Alam takun ardullahi wa wasi'atan fatuhajiru biha. If you are in a place, you are finding it difficult to practice your religion in peace. If you know a place where you go and practice in peace, go there. Allah has never asked us to die because of a land. No. If anybody will have died because of the land, Muslims will have died because of Makkah. But go and find how Allah will return you to take over those places. And as long as you are practicing Islam the way it's supposed to be practiced, people will come to you and it will increase. The Prophet Islam has stayed like that. He had protection of his uncle and his wife because of their families and their clans. But when the wife and the uncle, they passed away, he had no protection. He went to Taif, that Hawazin, to seek for protection. They couldn't give him protection. When he came back, he started finding protection from outside Makkah. That's how he was going about to Aqaba to seek people that are coming to Hajj, and he got those from Medina. All this is wisdom. Wisdom. When finally the difficulty became too much for him, he prayed, Allah, make it difficult for people of Makkah, people of Mudar, so that they will know that my message is true. Give them a test like you give to the people of Anabi Yusuf. Sorry, Anabi Musa. So for 7 years, like you gave to Anabi Yusuf, people of Yusuf, give them 7 years of difficulty. That time, food was difficult to get in Makkah. Things were very difficult. That they themselves started going back to the Prophet. The kafir, the unbelievers. Ikshif annal azaba inna mu'minun. We believe that you are the Prophet. We believe. Ask that this punishment be shifted, be lifted from us. And after he prayed and it was lifted, they went back to what they were in. Some ulama said this verse is referring to that, where they said, فَتَّكِبْ يَمَتَعْتِ سَمَعَ بُدْخَانٍ مُبِينٍ يَكْشَ النَّاسَ هَذَا عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا مِنَ الْعَذَابَ. These are the people of Makkah begging the Prophet that he should ask Allah to remove the punishment. إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ, that we believe.
أَنَّا لَهُمُ الذِّكْرَى وَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مُّبِينٌ.
أَنَّا لَهُمُ الذِّكْرَى وَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مُّبِينٌ. أَنَّا لَهُمُ الذِّكْرَى. What is this now that they are only remembering? Just this punishment, is it more important to them? Look at a whole prophet, وَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مُّبِينٌ. A prophet that came clear. This Prophet, when he was young, all of you loved him. You know he doesn't tell lies. You know he keeps his trust. All of you are calling him Muhammad Al-Amin, Al-Amin, Al-Amin. You gave him this word. Allah made him. He is the most handsome to ever to be seen by any person. His demeanor is so captivating that when you see him, you can't afford to take your eyes off him. How has Allah cheated you by not giving you something that is very clear? You are the one, you grew up in your community. You see a young boy who is handsome, who is intelligent, who is nice, who is truthful. One day he's coming to talk to you. Why wouldn't you believe him? This is how the Prophet grew in a community, well trusted, well loved, before Allah sent him to them. What is this one that you now remember? Where is this remembrance? When prophet that is very clear in himself, in his message, in his intellect, has come to you.
ثُمَّ
تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا مُعَلَّمٌ مَجْنُونٌ. After the Prophet has come to you, you knew him, he has lived in this place with you. You all know he never saw his father in his life. The father died before he was given birth to. You all know that he went only to Banu Sa'ad to be breastfed, fostered there, where there is no knowledge. You all know that when he came back, the mother later died. You all know he was with his grandfather that I cannot read and write. Why wouldn't you believe when you see him telling you what is so knowledgeable, knowledge that is beyond any person in Makkah? And Problem came to you, now you ask him to remove it, he removed it. All these are miracles that you should see. But after the punishment was removed from them, from Atawallahu Anhu, they turned their back on him. What would they say? Waqalu, this is what they said. Mu'allamu. Ah, this knowledge he was taught. Majnun. Ah, he's a madman. He's only doing miracles. Isanun lazi yulhiduna ilayhi ajamiyun. Wahaza isanun arabiyun mubin. The person that they said is the one that is teaching him. Adas. Ah, is not a native of Arab. He can't speak Arabic. Then where did this clear Arabic come from? You say he's a madman. Since he was young, did you see him mad? Allah is asking them this. After the punishment was removed, they turned their back. They said, "Aye, he was taught. Aye, he's a mad person."
Inna kashiful adhabi qalila. إنكم عائدون
إنا كاشف العذاب قليلا إنكم عائدون. Okay, if you take this message, Allah said إنا كاشف العذاب قليلا, we are going to temporarily remove this punishment. So some of you that will come back to the road will come back to the road, but for sure most of you go back to what you used to be. Innakum aidun. You will go back to what he used to be. So we are told it's time. This will stop here and continue tomorrow. May Allah bless our city.
We are requesting for financial assistance from the general public for the feeding of Anwanjali students in summer. We are targeting about 100 of them this year.
What of last year? Say last year, what happened?
Last year, about 50, we were able to do 50 last year. We want to scale it to 100 this year. You can either assist us through physical class or through our bank account at GTB. The account number is 066-163-4672. 066-163-4672. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, it's very important in this month for all of us to try to do all the acts of ibadah we should do. Read the Quran, try to distance saying obscene things, talk less, do a lot of zikr, give charity as much as possible. They have been feeding this Al-Majri for several years now, over 10 years. And Allah has made it successful for it. As last year was a bit difficult, those that has, no matter how small, give it. It will feed and you will see it with Allah. May Allah assist all of us. May Allah forgive all of us. As Ramadan has come in, may Allah make it easy for us. There is a prayer Sheikh says we should be doing every night. I'll try to send it tomorrow for people to be doing it. And may Allah grant us his own love, that we love him, that we are able to thank him. Allah has done a lot for us. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive our ulama. What we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to live, what we are going to write, may Allah give it to us. All of us, we came here for knowledge. May Allah give us flying colors in our exams. All those that are looking for wives, may Allah give them good wives. All those that are looking for husbands, may Allah give them good husbands. May Allah make us to be Muslims. Allah reward the Prophet ﷺ for us. May Allah remove the problem in Nigeria. May Allah guide our leaders aright. May Allah assist our leaders to be better people. May Allah take this suffering of hunger that is on the land, these hostilities, may Allah make it to lower it. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala reward the Prophet, reward Sahabat. All those that are sick among us, may Allah grant them shifa'a. All those that are having their needs, may Allah grant their needs. Bijaya al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. 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 إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح ما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق الناس الحق الحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Oh, yeah. One is for the speaker, one is for them.
Okay.